All right, Brad, joining us again in our Touchpoints Rehab interview chair is State Senator Eric Berthel. Senator, do you believe that this opioid crisis is helping to fuel some of what we see, some of this brazen activity on our roadways?
Yeah, I do. I do. I think that we have no idea who's behind the wheel of any vehicle on any road, and I think we are certainly, based on statistics that are coming out from last year, just with the number of overdose deaths, we are seeing we've seen a marked increase in the use of opioids in Connecticut, and you know, we saw that we saw the effect of that sadly, as we mentioned earlier, with the death of a beloved good citizen of our community on our main street. So yes, I think that we have a very serious issue at hand, and honestly, I think it's going to take work well beyond the state legislature and the General Assembly. I think that there will be federal mandates that are going to have to come from Washington to put an end to this never-ending tide of cheap, dangerous drugs that are coming into our towns and communities throughout Connecticut.
And you know, Senator, this is the reason, and I hope there are more people like yourself over there in the General Assembly. This is the reason. Dan and I have talked about this, and I think once we get into this, it's just a beginning. It's just a beginning, and I don't think we need the marijuana bill passed in Connecticut. I truly don't. Not at this time, because things are getting worse.
I agree with you, and it's not legislation on the surface right now that I would support. And again, I think that we're in a situation in the General Assembly right now where we're looking for any possible way to create tax revenue. And I don't know that socially we are ready for legalized recreational use. And you know, it's going to be a very interesting, it's a short session, as you know. We're only in for about 90 days from February 7th to the first Wednesday in May. So there's a lot of work to get done, and I think it's going to be a very, very busy, compressed session for us. But and I don't know how much support there is amongst my colleagues in the General Assembly, but it sure is part of the talk, not talk of the town, but talk of the building, you know. And we have a lot of work to do there.
Well, you know, Senator, it's interesting because the advocates for legalizing marijuana for recreational purposes use in the forefront of their argument that it reduces the opioid crisis, that people who are on opioids are able to be weaned off of it by smoking pot. What do you say to that?
You know, we listened to quite a bit of testimony last year when the preliminary bills regarding possible recreational use came out. We had an expert who is a medical doctor and a researcher down from Yale University who talked a little bit about exactly what you were speaking to and some of the long and short term effects. And the science does not necessarily support that notion that this is a way to get people off of another drug. You know, we have methadone that is used today, and there are clinics all throughout Connecticut to get people off of heroin. And I don't know that we see that people actually come off of the heroin over time. I think we just see them switch from one drug to another. And of course, the methadone is safer. It's you know, it's something that is prescribed and controlled, but I don't know that we've actually seen any proof that that marijuana will get people off of heroin and wean them off of heroin and onto something that is less dangerous for them. And I will say this: you know, the medicinal market in Connecticut with respect to marijuana has actually been very successful. And in trials that have been done and tests that have been done and studies, there are some beneficial uses for marijuana with respect to certain medical conditions, and we've seen evidence of that. But there was also a lot of research and time that went into that, and again, it's controlled. It's not just, you know, it's not being offered just to the general public. You have to have a reason for being issued a medical marijuana card. So I think we have a lot of work to do, and I don't know that we get that work done in the 90 days that make up the session that begins a week from tomorrow.
Senator, just quickly here, what do you think on these tolls? We don't want tolls. Do you think that there will be tolls?
There's an awful lot of chatter going on about tolls. It's not something that, you know, not something I'll support. Last year, all 18 of my colleagues, all 17 of the other 17 Republican senators in the state Senate, we stood arm in arm and said we would not support tolls in Connecticut, primarily for one of the reasons that I mentioned a moment ago. We have a lot of other things we need to straighten out in terms of what's going on in Connecticut and making Connecticut business friendly, and not just using the excuse that people drive through our state and drive on our roads for free. Well, we pay one of the highest gasoline taxes in the country on every gallon of gasoline sold in Connecticut, and we're already collecting taxes for infrastructure. I agree. Let me be perfectly clear. I agree that our roads are in some states or in some parts of the state are in a very dangerous situation. You know, I drive over the Mixmaster in Waterbury every day. You know, and we've been talking about that needing to be fixed and repaired and moved and torn down and whatever, and it's going to cost billions of dollars to do that. And everyone says, well, the answer is tolls. Right? Well, the answer is not tolls, because what we're seeing right now is that we see tolls as that pot of gold at the end of the exit ramp, if you will, and we're going to fix all of our woes. And the argument is, well, every dollar we collect for tolls goes into a fund that can only be used for roads. But I would suggest to everyone who's listening that we have seen enough of that shell game over time in Connecticut, where we say, nope, this dollar can only be used for this, and we won't dare put it anywhere else. And lo and behold, a year later, 2 years later, that dollar has been moved and spent on something else than what it was intended for.
And you know what, Senator? This thing has to be vetted so many ways to Sunday. For example, we do not know what happens to the money that the state received from the federal government over the years. Is that money forfeited? We do not know where these tolls are going to be. Are they going to be on I-84, I-91, I-95, the Merritt Parkway, the Berlin Turnpike? All of this needs to be vetted. It's as if they're in this hurry to get tolls passed. And furthermore, I would hope the next person who points to that AAA poll that was released last week mentioned that it was done by the Public Policy Polling Institute, which is a big polling institute constantly used by the Democratic Party.
Exactly. I couldn't have said it any better myself. And by the way, the plan that was one of the original plans that was brought forth from the DOT, actually has tolls on all of those roads, I believe, except for the Berlin Turnpike. And add to that State Highway 7, 8, and 9, and 11 and 12. Okay, so...
Wow.
So we're not talking about border tolls. We're talking about tolls all over Connecticut, all over. That, again, this is this panacea of money that's going to come in. And again, your point that we're trying to rush it through, we've got 90 days to get the work done. So... There's this a lot of chatter right now, and there are some of my colleagues who I may not agree with regarding tolls are trying to make this an issue, and it has to be given all of this attention right now. It's high priority. We got to do it because they know we only have 90 days.
Well, we got the speaker coming on in a few days. The speaker's going to be on our program, so we'll find out.
Excellent.
Thanks a million for being with us and for your comments.
Thanks, Senator.
Thanks so much for having me. Enjoy the day. Stay warm and be safe.
You too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.